So welcome everyone to a special online class. I feel it's special because it's actually one of my favorites for giving people a real taste of the power of Feldenkrais lessons, simplicity, and the power of using your attention and your intention to change how you're organized. And this lesson specifically addresses how your head, neck, and shoulder girdle are influenced by your pelvic girdle and vice versa to create greater freedom of movement in your upper torso. So take a moment to just lie on your back with your legs stretched and just notice your contact with the floor. Notice how your arms are touching the floor. Is the distance of your arms from your torso the same on each side? And you don't have to correct it, it's just about sensing it. Do both of your hands touch the floor in the same way? Do you have the backs of your hands on the floor or the fronts of your hands on the floor? What's the contact of your elbows like? What do you feel in your shoulders, the distance of your shoulders from the floor, the relationship of your shoulders to your upper arm? And then whichever way you have your hands, just flip your hands over and just feel what it's like on the other side. Just noticing as you flip your hands over, does it change something in the chest, in the shoulders? And then put your hands back the way you're comfortable. And maybe you're comfortable both ways, and that's fine too. And then just notice how your two shoulder blades connect to the floor. Do you feel your shoulder blades? And then turn your attention to your pelvic girdle, your whole pelvis, how it's lying on the floor. The weight distribution under there. And gently turn your head right and left. Just gently, easily turning your head right and left. Just noticing the quality of the movement. So in a Feldenkrais lesson, when we ask people to turn their heads, our tendency is always to see how far can I go? And we really crank our heads. And so what we try to do is do less. It's almost as if you're doing a mini movement. And by the way, you can approach that in any of the things that you do. And just noticing as you're turning your head, if you feel any changes on the right side, the right shoulder blade, the right part of your neck, and the left side. Do you feel any clicks or skips or interferences? Does it feel smooth? And then leave the turning of your head. Just take a moment to get a global picture of yourself, as if you had some special camera that was hovering above you and could see the whole of you from the front. So you have this experience of yourself from the back and from the front. And finally, notice your breathing. And now roll onto your left side. And as you're resting on your left side, if you happen to sense for yourself that your neck is uncomfortable just hanging out like that with both arms in front of you, then just take a moment to get a small pillow. Don't get something too big because you will be moving. But if you feel like there's stiffness or discomfort under your head, just pause this recording if you're listening to the recording and grab yourself something to put underneath your head. Your knees are bent as if you're sitting in a chair, and your arms are both extended in front of you. And just begin easily raising your right arm off the floor and up towards the ceiling, and then coming back down. And as you're doing that movement, notice what you're feeling in the front of your chest, in the neck. And your arm doesn't have to be stiff, and your fingers don't even have to be stretched out. It can be this sort of lazy lifting where you feel a relaxed arm. And now as you continue this lifting movement, could you imagine that your nose is connected by a string to your hand so that as your hand starts to go up towards the ceiling, your head needs to turn a little bit. It's as if you always want to be looking at your arm with your eyes in the center of your head. So it's not just that your eyes follow, but your head follows. And notice how that feels on your neck. And then as you continue this movement, I'd like to invite you to just allow your arm to continue moving towards the right. But I'm going to add a constraint. And that constraint is that throughout this part of the lesson, you want to keep your knees together and both and your left leg connected to the floor. So basically, the bottom half of you is remaining stable. You don't lift your leg and you don't lift both of your legs. Sometimes people are very clever and they just glue their legs together and then move everything. And that's fine, but that's not what we're doing in today's lesson. And just noticing how far you go easily, remembering that this work is about ease and pleasure. So if you start to feel like you're straining, it's not about trying to see, well, how far can I get it? It's more about how far can I go easily. This is especially important if anybody has a shoulder problem or a neck problem. And then the next time that your arm is in front of you, just pause a second and rest on your side. Just let it come in front and rest on your side. And now just raise your arm up to the ceiling where it's comfortable, and your face can be with you or not with you. And you might even experiment with where you place your head. And now what you're going to do is think that you want to reach for the ceiling. So your arm lengthens up in the direction of the ceiling, and then it returns to where it is. So you can start to begin to feel perhaps your shoulder blade sliding along your ribs. Right, so many times people feel like they don't have access to a sensation of their shoulder blades. And this is a wonderful way to feel. And maybe you'll feel as you're reaching that it feels resistant or tight. So again, don't force it, but just sensing what you feel. And you also might feel something in your clavicles, in your neck. And it'll feel different depending on whether you're looking at your arm or whether you have your head facing in front of you. So both of those things are interesting to explore. Now, as you continue this reaching, we're going to add another little bit of a movement. You're going to twist your arm as if you were one of the images that I like is this image that I'm got a light bulb in my hand and you're screwing a light bulb into the ceiling by turning as you go up. And then as you return, you unscrew it so it goes down. So what that doesn't mean is that you have to keep on turning really fast as if you really were screwing a light bulb in. It's one turn on the way up and one turn on the way down. And so when you do that, you feel something different going on in your shoulder blade. And then let that go and just put your arm back down in front of you, pausing a moment. And then raise your arm up to the ceiling again. And you're going to do the same movement, but this time, could you reverse which way you turned? In other words, if you were screwing so that your thumb turned downward before, this time twist your arm so that your pinky reaches first. And then you reverse it. So so that you can feel maybe why was it that you liked the other way better? And does one give more information to the sliding of the shoulder blade than the other one? Notice your breathing. Notice if this impacts at all on your ribs, right? So if your shoulder blade is sliding along your ribs, then there must be something happening in terms of that muscular connection of the shoulder blade to the ribs. And then once again, put your arm in front of you. Pause a second. And then just go back to the original movement that you did, which it was raising your arm and bringing it all the way to the right, as far as is easy and comfortable with your legs staying glued together. And just notice, has that movement changed for you in any way? So you're just raising your arm, letting your head and eyes follow, letting your arm travel to the right just a couple of times. And then the next time that your arms are all the way out to the side, just let your whole body roll onto your back and rest. And as you're resting, can you sense what's happening in the right shoulder in comparison to the left shoulder? And what you're feeling in terms of the contact of your pelvis with the floor? Has it changed the contact of your pelvis with the floor as well? And then roll back onto your left side. And now just very easily, simply raise the right arm up to the ceiling again. And you're going to begin a movement that is very delicate of just letting your arm move forward and back just a tiny bit. So it's up towards the ceiling and it just maybe moves a few inches to the front and a few inches to the back, almost as if it was like a reed waving in the wind. Very delicate, back and forth, allowing your arm to feel a softness as you're doing it. Letting your torso do what it wants to in relationship to that. And as you do this movement, could you begin to let your head roll with your arm? So your head rolls with your arm. As you go to the right, your head rolls a little to the right. As you go to the front, your head rolls a little to the front, back and forth, as if you had all the time in the world. You're not bringing your arm all the way down unless you need to rest. And then everybody bring your arm in front of you and pause a second to just rest. And then raise your right arm up again. And this time, as your arm goes to the back, could you turn your head to the front? And as your arm goes to the front, could you turn your head to the back or to the right? So again, it's just a small movement, the same exact movement, the waving of the arm, but you're just moving your head in opposition to your arm now, very delicately. Really, with this particular part of the lesson, I have found that it really is true that less is more. Easy, easy. Notice what you feel in your shoulder blade as your arm moves back and forth. Is there a connection, or do you feel mostly the movement of the humerus in the hip joint? No, not the hip joint, the shoulder joint. And then let your arm come back down again. And then once again, go back to the reference movement that we were doing in the beginning of letting your arm travel to the right, keeping your legs together. But this time, since you're now really aware of how your arm moves and where it goes, can you begin to expand your field of attention? Begin to pay attention as your arm is moving to the right, what you're feeling in your sternum, what you're feeling in the front of your ribs, and do you feel anything in your pelvis, in your hips? Again, you're not trying to force it to go to the maximum, and you're keeping your legs together for the time being. You're letting your arm travel. And as you continue this movement, could you just shift your attention ever so slightly to pay attention to what's happening underneath you? Can you feel how the left shoulder and the left hip are responding to this movement against the ground? And then the next time that your arms are out to the side, once again, roll onto your back and rest. And then roll back onto your left side. I promise we will get to the right eventually. And now this time, you're going to raise your arm and let it travel all the way over to the right. And if you need to lift your right knee a little bit, that's fine, in order to be able to get at least the back of your hand to touch the floor. So whatever you need to do with your right leg in order to make that easy, pleasant and comfortable for yourself, so that you have your both hands on the floor and your face is right now probably looking at your right hand. So if you need to pick up your knee right now, please feel free to pick up your knee just to find it comfortable. Try not to end up all the way on your back, but if you need to do that, that's fine. And so you're going to stay there. And then from that position, could you just begin rolling your head? Here's where we start to see the relationship of the movement of the head and the neck that we did in the beginning of the lesson. Your right arm is touching the floor so that it can really rest and you can yield to gravity. And as you're rolling your head, could you let your attention travel to that right shoulder blade again? And just notice that as you turn your head back to the right, there's the possibility of that shoulder blade dropping a little bit towards the floor. It might come back up again as you roll to the left, but just feeling that maybe something could let go in that front upper right quadrant of your chest and the first few ribs, just letting it go. Also sensing what's happening in the right side of your hips, letting it go. And so then the next time that your head is over to the right, keep your head over to the right and just begin to move your eyes right and left. And you can have your eyes open or closed, but your eyes are just moving right and left. And of course, when we move the eyes, you can keep it just as easy and soft as you did with your head. There's a tendency sometimes to stretch the eyes because we feel like we're not doing anything, but just keep it easy. And then I did promise some brain parts to the lesson. So could you begin now to move your head opposite your eyes? So your head moves in one direction back and forth, and your eyes are trying to look in the opposite direction at the same time. So noticing your timing. So your arms are out to the side and your head and eyes are the only thing that are moving. Nice and easy. And see if you can sense your timing so that you're not shooting your eyes over and then your head, or your head and then your eyes, but it's almost as if they're doing a little dance together and they pass each other and then they pass each other on the way back. Notice your breathing. And then bring your arm back up over to the other side. Let your head follow. Pause a second there, and then raise your arm up, bring it all the way over to the right in any way you want to, and rest on your backs. And just notice what the two sides of you feel like right now. Were there changes on the right side as well as the left side? Which side feels bigger or softer? Are you breathing differently on one side? And then roll onto your right side. And just take a moment on your right side to just kind of feel the experience of, wow, now I'm on another side. In that book, Crooked, the author twice quoted Feldenkrais about this idea that we need to be able to take the time to notice. That it's the taking the time to notice that allows us to change our organization. So it's been kind of sitting with me for the last couple of weeks, this gift we have of taking the time for ourselves. So could you begin raising your left arm and just let it travel to the left and feeling what it's like on this side? And of course, your left side has been with us the whole time, so your head probably wants to already go along with it, and that's just fine. So let your arm and your head travel, but keep your legs together and just notice, is this side easier from the get-go, or does this side have different challenges, different limitations? Noticing your breath. And then pause with your arms in front of you. And it's always the situation that when we come to the other side, because the first side has been there noticing and we are working with the system, you don't have to spend as much time kind of working with the second side. It's already got a lot of intelligence going. So if you raise your left arm up to the ceiling now and just see what it's like to do that light bulb movement, reaching your arm up to the ceiling and twisting your arm in one direction. And then as your shoulder blade slides down your back, twisting your arm in the other direction. So you're not bringing your arm back in front of you anymore. You leave it up facing, reaching for the ceiling, and you're reaching for the ceiling and then letting it come back a little bit and reaching for the ceiling and letting it come back. So you're twisting and untwisting. Let your neck be relaxed. And then let your arm come in front of you. Take a pause. And then raise your arm up again and reverse your twist. So whichever way you were twisting before, now twist the other way as you go up and then twist the other way as you go down. And then let your arm come back in front of you. Let your arm come all the way up and travel all the way over to the left and see what it feels like now. Just a couple times and then rest on your backs. The other thing I was thinking about this gift of time is that, and I don't know, those of you who are Feldenkrais, well, all of you are at this point very involved in Feldenkrais, but practitioners especially, you know, so many times people tell us that they don't have enough time to take the time to do the lessons. And yet the paradox is that if you take the time to do the lessons, that you are more functional and more organized so that you actually use your time, the rest of the time that you have, better. And it feels like you have more time. So it's this paradox of, by giving myself the time, I have more time. And then I was reading this interesting book where one of the quotes this morning was that our body, our movement, and our feelings are in the present moment, and it's our thoughts that are in the past and the future. So if my thoughts are in the past and the future, my body and my feelings are clueless as to what to do because they're following my thoughts. But they're living right here, right now. So if I could bring my thoughts with my body and my feelings, then I would be more present in the room. So roll back onto your right side. And raise your left arm up to the ceiling and try that movement of sort of blowing in the wind, right? That easy movement of your arm forward and back, letting your head travel with you. You don't have to go far at all. It's very delicate. Thinking of a summer breeze. And then right away, see what it's like to go opposite. So the head goes opposite the arm, or it's as if you're looking over your shoulder and then away from your arm, right? Back and forth, nice and easy. And since this second side is so much more intelligent already, you could begin to play. What would it be like sometimes to let your head go with your arm, sometimes to let your head go opposite your arm? When does your brain frazzle? What happens when you make a decision to change direction? Do you feel something happening in your thoughts? And then let it all go and rest on your backs. Or on your side. However you want to rest, but take a rest. And then roll onto your right side. This time, carry your left arm all the way over to the left. And if that involves lifting that left knee a little bit, go ahead and lift the knee so that your head is looking towards your left hand and everything, your shoulder blades are both on the floor, and stay there with your arm on the left and your head facing the left. And now just begin to turn the head. So your head is rolling right and left. And again, it's going to be different turning your head to the right than to the left because of the organization. If you could think for a minute of the whole self, see yourself as a skeleton, you'll see that you're in a very complex position right now. And this is a beautiful, beautiful way to awaken that thoracic spine. So many people twist too much from their lumbar spines and create all kinds of back pain. By doing this movement in this way, you're giving a whole lot of information to how your ribs connect up to your thorax, to your spine there. Your thorax is your ribs and your spine. But also, as you're turning your head to the left, sensing how that left shoulder blade and that left area could yield to the floor. In so many of Feldenkrais's lessons, he talks about softening the chest. This image that your bones could just melt to the floor. And then the next time that your head is over to the left, leave it there and just begin moving your eyes. Again, noticing the trajectory of your eyes. Do they go straight across? Do they dip? Does it tend to go faster in one direction than the other? And then continue with your eyes, but begin moving your head opposite. Make sure that this movement does not interfere with your breathing. And then let that go. Bring your arm in front of you again and just see what's it like to let that arm travel to the left a couple times. Just easy. You can play with keeping your legs together. You can let your legs move apart. Find a way to make it pleasurable for yourself as you're doing it. And then let that take you to resting on your backs. And just at this point, see what it's like to roll your head left and right. And has the quality or the ability to sense what you're doing changed in any way? And then leave the rolling of your head. And roll back onto your left side. And this time, you're just going to turn your face to face the ceiling so that you're sort of rolling towards your back a little bit and place your right hand underneath the back of your head. So you're facing the ceiling and your right hand is behind your head. And stay there, so you're not rolling back and forth. You stay facing the ceiling. And now you can bring your elbow close to your face and just begin raising your head in this crazy twisted position as if you wanted your elbow to go towards your right hip. So your elbow is close to your face and you're just raising and lowering your head. And pay attention. Remember, I told you that this lesson was also about your pelvic girdle. So as you're raising your head, just notice, do you feel anything in your pelvis, in your hips, as you're raising your head? thinking about this idea of a soft chest, letting your ribs soften down towards the floor, exhaling as you lift. Notice what you feel again against the ground forces. What do you feel in that left shoulder blade and the left side of your ribs? And then let it go, roll onto your backs and rest. And roll onto your right side. And we'll try the same thing. So you turn your face to the ceiling, this time placing your left hand behind your head. So this is an opportunity to sense my differences in an immediate feedback, right? Because now you're going symmetrically. So you can sense right away how the ribs operate differently on this side. Right? Maybe these ribs are more able to press into the floor, or maybe you feel something else. So your face is not turned to face your arm. Your face is turned to face the ceiling so that you're lifting again in this interesting twist. Staying within your comfort range. Noticing what you feel in your hip. And then let it go. Rest on your backs. What's happening to the experience under your torso? And roll back onto your left side. Once again, turn your head. This time, leave your right arm where it is. So let your arm travel. Sorry, let your arm travel all the way over. Let your arm travel all the way over. And this time, put your left hand underneath your head. And begin raising and lowering your head. So now you've got your right arm extended. And if you need to lift your knee up a little bit in order to have that left arm resting comfortably, that's fine. And make sure that your left arm is close to your face so that you're not straining too much in the front of your armpit, so that you're really able to feel how the shoulder blade and the shoulder girdle can support you without strain. That's lovely. And which part of your chest can soften down now? And how does this impact on your hips? And then again, let it all go and rest on your backs. And then roll onto your right side. And let your left arm come up and all the way over. Let it stay there and put your right hand behind your head, bringing your elbow close to your face. And raising and lowering. You know, and what's really interesting about this particular twist is how you're beginning to use different parts of your abdominal muscles and your back muscles. So in other lessons, we've looked at how your obliques work. And so this is a different way of engaging them without stress, but connecting them both to the front and the back. So again, you know, maybe every lesson in the world is about extensors and flexors. That's a question I've had recently. And then let it go and rest. Don't have to do too much. And roll onto your left side. And this time, you're going to roll your head so that your face faces the ceiling. But this time, could you interlace your fingers and put both hands underneath the back of your head? So your knees are to the left, your face is facing the ceiling, and your elbows are close to your face. And now you're raising your head with both arms. And thinking about, again, that relationship of your elbows to your hip. So your head is not sideways. It's really very much to the facing the ceiling. So you want to bring that lower elbow, that left elbow, really close to your face so you're very supported. In some ways, this is an easier movement than the one that you just did. But it engages, you know, the front of your sternum in a completely different way. Great. And then just let that go, roll onto your backs. And then roll on to your right side. Turn your face to face the ceiling. Interlace your fingers non-habitually. So in order to interlace your fingers non-habitually, you just move all of your fingers over one. And try the same movement of lifting your head as if you wanted to look at your left hip, softening your chest. Connecting it with your breath. Again, noticing, are you gripping or guarding in the pelvic area, in the sacrum area? Each time you lift, see if you can let go of another layer of tension. And then let it all go. Just stay on your side. And put your arms in front of you like you did before in the beginning of the lesson. And just see, what's it like now to raise your left arm and let it travel all the way over? And just notice, has that movement improved for you in any way? And then just roll yourself over onto your left side and see if the other side is different. What's the quality? What's the experience? What's the connection through yourself that you feel, right? We become so much more sensitive to every part of ourselves. And then just let that roll you onto your back. Stretching out your legs and just noticing your contact with the floor. And come back to some of those things that we were attending to in the beginning of the lesson. What's it like to roll your head? And so this lesson where we were exploring all this movement of the shoulder girdle, how has that impacted on the relationship of your head and neck to the rest of you? Do you feel the echo of your head movement down your spine? And then leave the movement of your head and just notice the contact of your shoulder girdle, your pelvic girdle. Notice how your arms are lying now. What happens when you turn your hands over now? Is there as great a difference when you rotate in one direction or the other? Or maybe more of a difference? And then leave that. Just take a moment to absorb any other pieces of information, the ribs, the breath. And then when you're ready, roll to your sides, come on up to standing. Once you're standing, just take a moment to just sense that shoulder girdle, how the arms are hanging, the placement of your head. See what it's like to turn. You can turn, or you could even extend your arm in front of you and reach your arm behind you and see what's it like. What's it like to have the other parts of yourself participate? You know, this is a daily function, right? Reaching behind us to grab our seatbelt, turning to pull out of the driveway. And that's the end of today's lesson.